Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to be sharing with you today on the subject of overcoming pride in your life. God wants us to get our pride eliminated, get those spirits of pride out, and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord. In James chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says, He giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. The grace of God is the unmerited favor of God. And it's even more than that. It is God's willingness to use His power on your behalf, even though you don't deserve it. God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. If we want to see the grace of God, His favor toward us, His power be released toward us, then we must humble ourselves. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, Likewise, younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. If we're subject one to another, then we'll humble ourselves. Pride always exalts self. He goes on and says, For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. We don't want to exalt ourselves. Instead, we want to humble ourselves. God will do the exalting in due season. And it goes on and says, Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. One of the ways that you humble yourself is by casting all the care upon the Lord. God wants you to be sure that you are being clothed with humility. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, under His Word, and walk in His ways and be subject one to another. In Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Here in Isaiah 14, it is speaking about Lucifer, who was the archangel in heaven leading the praise and the worship. And he was the one, of course, whose name meant Lightbringer, but he rebelled against God. And now his name is Satan, the adversary. And we see what happened to him is he said in his heart, I will ascend, I will exalt, I will sit upon the mount, I will ascend above the clouds, I will be like the Most High. I, that's one thing you can tell about a person with pride. They will talk about themselves, they'll talk about their accomplishments, you always hear them saying, I. They're always thinking about self and talking about self. God does not want us to be that way. Here, He wanted to do what He wanted. He wanted to exalt Himself. He wanted to be in the preeminence. That shows a spirit of pride. And that's what caused the devil to fall, and it'll cause the same thing in your life. In Leviticus chapter 26, verse 19, He says, And I will break the pride of your power, and I'll make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield or increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. Here we see that God says He's going to break the pride of our power. He goes on and says that if we have that pride, what's going to happen? We're not going to be fruitful. It says the heaven will be as iron, the earth as brass, or strength will be spent in vain. The land's not going to yield or increase. There's not going to be any fruitfulness if you have pride in your life. Pride will cause an unfruitfulness in your life. That's why you must humble yourself under the hand of the Lord. in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. He says, "Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let no arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by his actions are weighed." It's important that you don't let words of pride come forth out of your mouth. Don't be one who talks proudly and let arrogance come out of your mouth. That is something that needs to be dealt with. And certainly out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. You can tell a person who is proud and arrogant by the way they talk. Do they talk about themselves? Do they talk about their accomplishments? Are they always focusing the attention on themselves, trying to exalt themselves, building up themselves in the eyes of others? That shows a person who talks proudly and arrogantly out of their mouth, talking and boasting about their accomplishments. God wants that out of your life. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 16, it says, "They and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments." When a person has pride, they will be hardened to the things of God, and they will not hearken to the commandments of God because they want to do what they want to do. It says, "They refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion they appointed a captain to return to their bondage." They were rebellious, they were hardened, they weren't mindful of his wonders, they refused to obey, but they weren't hearkening to his commandments. And what was the root? The root was pride. That was the problem that was going on in their life. They were disobedient, they were rebellious, they did not do what God told them to do. In fact, it goes on, even after God delivered them, when they turned and called upon the Lord, but again they got to the place where they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto the commandments, but sinned against him, and so of course it brought a destruction upon them. They hardened themselves and they would not hear. If you have a hard time hearing the Lord and you have a hard heart within you, you haven't been hearkening unto the commandments, and you more than likely have a spirit of pride that needs to be dealt with in your life. In Job 35, verse 12 and 13, the Bible says, "There they cry, but none giveth answer, because of the pride of evil men. God will not hear vanity, neither will the Almighty regard it." God is not going to respond to people's prayers just because they pray. It looks at the motivation of the heart. If you're doing things out of pride and out of vanity, he is not going to regard it. If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Bible says he's not going to hear your prayer. In Psalms 10, verse 2, "The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor." I'll tell you, we can't be one who persecutes the poor, puts them down, and not ministering to them. We're supposed to minister unto the poor. It says the wicked in his pride will persecute the poor because he's thinking, "I'm better than you." If you've got that "I'm better than you" attitude, you need to repent. We don't have that kind of attitude in the body of Christ. We are to think of others. In fact, we're thinking of others more than ourselves. We're supposed to be lifting up one another, ministering to them, looking upon them with compassion. Never look down. Don't be high-minded. Don't look down and persecute any person who is poor in any way in their life. In Psalms 10, verse 4, "The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God." Here's another evidence of the spirit of pride in a person. They have a prideful countenance, and they will not seek after God. It says God is not in all his thoughts. You know why? Because his thoughts are upon himself. If your thoughts are upon yourself all the time, you're not seeking after God. You're just simply thinking about self and doing what you want. That is what pride will do. Pride always draws you to want your own way, to do what you want to do. And the pride of his countenance, it says that he will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. In the measure that God is in your thoughts shows the measure of the humility and the submission to God in your life. If you are thinking about yourself most of your day, then you can tell that you have a prideful attitude that needs to be dealt with in your life. Psalms 59, verse 12, he says, "The sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride." I tell you, pride is going to be evident through your mouth, the words that come forth out of your lips. You can just listen to a person. If you hear them speaking things that are exalting of self, that are putting down others, that are sarcastic putting down others, you can tell that's a prideful spirit. If they're exalting themselves and boasting of their own accomplishments and so forth, or putting down others, being critical, that's all pride behind it. We must turn away from pride in our life. The Bible says in Psalms 86:14, he says, "The proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them." Here the proud are going to be used of the enemy to rise against you. If people come against you to persecute you, to come against you and put you down or be critical, pride is the root that is causing them to do this. Many people, they want to look better than another person, so they'll do whatever they need to do to make you look lesser than them. The pride will rise up against you. They're seeking after your soul. It's the devil working through them, remember. They're seeking after your soul to bring destruction. Psalms 119:21, the Bible says, "Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments." The proud are cursed, the Bible says. Why? Because they err from the commandments of God. They won't submit themselves to the Word of God. They won't be a hearer and a doer of the Word. And therefore they err from the commandments, and that shows the fact that they have pride in their life. God wants us to turn away from all that pride, and we are to walk in the ways of the Lord. In Proverbs 6:16, he says, "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth the wicked imaginations, feet that be swift to run to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren." What does it say? The first thing is a proud look. You can even see that on people. That spirit is evident through their countenance. God wants us to turn away from that pride and get it out of our life. 1 John 2:15, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." All these things are of the world. And who's the god of this world? It's the devil. "The world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Repent and turn away from pride. Humble yourself. Be clothed with humility and walk in the ways of the Lord. And he will exalt you and lift you up in due season. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.